I'm sure most of us are familiar in one way or another with the classic adventure story Robinson Crusoe. Written by British author Daniel Defoe, its title character is shipwrecked and finds himself totally alone, or so he thinks, on a desert island. And after he finds himself washed up on shore, the night is falling, and he falls asleep from sheer exhaustion, absolutely destitute. For he has nothing but the clothes on his back, the tattered clothes he is wearing. When he awakes the next morning, he experiences a bit of a resurrection, because he sees that the tide has brought his wrecked ship closer to the shore, and he can get to it and recover some things that are going to help him to stay alive, and he is delighted. Crusoe had everything taken from him, but then he gets some things back. In a way, this is the experience of St. Paul, which he describes in today's second reading from his letter to the Philippians. He says, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. Like Crusoe, he too has had the experience of having so much taken away from him and then getting it back. To one degree or another, I believe this is everyone's experience throughout life, which is a series of ups and downs, of shipwrecks and rescues, of deaths and resurrections. Again, to one degree or another, we have all experienced this for the last 7 months, since the COVID-19 virus took our familiar and comfortable world away from us. Whether it was something as small as not being able to get our hair cut, and I know for some folks, it's not that small of a thing. Or whether it was not being able to see, hug, or break bread with loved ones, or keep our jobs, or keep our health, or share life with friends and relatives who passed. To one degree or another, in one way or another, we have all been forced to make sacrifices. Over the last 7 months, like Robinson Crusoe and St. Paul, we have gotten some things back. I, for one, learned the lesson that I took many things too much for granted. And in my prayer, I ask God to help me cherish the things I have all the more. Even as I speak, most of us know that the number of COVID cases in Southbridge has risen recently to the point that we are considered, I guess they call it a red zone or a hot spot. We don't know what the future holds. Only God knows. But there is talk that if this doesn't stem, the tide doesn't stem, then we might have to do something like close the schools again. Again, we don't know. Only God knows. But what we can do as Christians, what we must do to avoid bad things from happening, is all the things that we're doing right now in this church and that we've heard about for the last 7 months. Wear a mask. Social distance. Wash our hands. Get a flu shot. And so forth. Above all of this, we continue to pray, asking God for his protection, the help to do the right things, and the strength and perseverance to do them no matter what happens. St. Paul tells us in so many words this very thing in the second reading, when he says, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. And God gives us his strength when we ask him for it in prayer. And the most powerful prayer God has given the human race is the Mass. This too was taken away from us, at least the ability to do what we're doing right now, physically gather in this beautiful church whose anniversary we celebrate today and receive the Eucharist. We thank God we've got it back, and perhaps God is teaching us to cherish the gift of his Son's life in communion all the more. In our lifetimes, we have seen more and more Catholics with the attitude of the people in Jesus' parable today about the wedding banquet. People are too busy, and coming to the banquet of the Mass is just not a priority as it used to be. It has been beautiful, wonderful to see. I'm sure you'll concur. So many coming back to Mass, even in the midst of a pandemic, when we need to take so many precautions. But it is precisely these precautions which make coming to Mass as safe, if not safer, as going to other places. I encourage all of us to spread this good news and reassure folks who are going to other places like the supermarket or out to dinner or to the houses of friends and so forth, that they can feel and be as safe coming to Mass. Very wisely, Bishop McManus has dispensed Catholics from the obligation to come to Mass throughout the end of the year. Each one of us must consider prayerfully the risks, but we all must be honest with ourselves as well. If, for example, we are going to all these other places, but not to Mass, then we need to ask ourselves if we are worried about our health or simply letting other things take priority, as did the people in Jesus' parable. Still, after prayerful discernment, we decide that Mass in church is too much of a risk. Well, that is why we keep on putting out on the Facebook page at 8:30 every Sunday morning the Lord's Day Mass. And it can be watched when it premieres then or any other time after the original stream. And there are many, many choices for Mass on television and the internet. And most everyone can and should at least participate through one of these several options. So let us pray privately in our homes and together through the Mass that we will have the strength and perseverance to weather whatever storms come our way and learn the lessons God wants to teach us along the way. As someone once said, true peace is not the calm after the storm. It is the calm during the storm. It is the peace and calm which surpasses all understanding and can only come from our Lord Jesus Christ, our shelter and strength in every storm. God love you.